Hello, everyone. So I started Love is Blind UK yesterday, or if not the day before, and I'm really loving it because if you give me the premise of the show, Love is Blind, and then you pair a bunch of axe people with accents that I try to mimic sometimes, we have a recipe for a very good show. And I love how we're able to just see the differences in cultures when Love is Blind is international. And I watched some of Brazil, but I'm really behind. Like, I've heard Japan is great. I've heard just different iterations of the show are great abroad. So I bet I will catch up on those. I'm just thinking out loud. I bet I'll catch up on those when I'm able to give more of my time to podcasting next year. So we have Love is Blind UK on the scene. And I think I first heard about it a few months ago, just like one little, I must have seen an ad on my YouTube because I think I follow Netflix on YouTube. But that was it. I hadn't heard anything about the series after that. Didn't know when it was coming out. And then I think I saw a promo saying when the premiere would be, but I just didn't know what to expect. But I knew that I would want to be tuning in. And I, right off the rip, I'm just gonna say I don't like the cast. And when I say I don't like the cast, I mean I think that Love is Blind is just taking too many, like, in a way, bottom of the barrel people and pairing them with the cream of the crop in the same cast. So I don't believe that, and I'm exaggerating. I don't believe a 2 should be in the same cast as a 10. I don't believe a 3 should be in the same cast as a 9. Like, and when I give those numbers, I'm not just talking about appearance. I'm talking about, like, money in the bank. I'm talking about career. I'm talking about just the total package. We don't need it. Apparently, they cast some homeless, domestic violence people. Allegedly, they've cast violent people, people who ain't got no money, like all that and more of, or in last season, the last 2 seasons, allegedly. And now, like, we have somebody who is a broke motherfucker, as far as I could tell. Like, stop it. They practically like pair doctors with people living in a cardboard box. I'm not here for it. There's too many people in the UK, just like there's too many people in whatever city they choose in America for the casting department not to pick like-minded people, people who are at the same level. Because that's only going to make the show more successful, which the show desperately needs. There have been enough. Season 2 was a complete joke. Like, there have been enough couples who have separated or haven't married for, like, the casting department needs to do a better job of pairing people to, or casting people who they think will actually work on the show and after the show. So I'm not here for the bullshit. That being said, let's get into it, y'all. I gotta head out. Let me see what I could do before I bounce. So I watched the show and then I watched somebody talking about it. And so I'm going to be doing my recap slash review based upon what somebody said on their YouTube. Because I'm pressed for time. I'm gonna give my commentary, of course, but I'm just saying that my recaps and reviews for future episodes, episode 2 and on, they might be a little more detailed or different. Might be. Let's see. All right, let's go. I'm gonna start off with Freddie. He is 32 years old. He is a funeral director. Like, okay, episode 2. Freddie is wearing a short sleeve white shirt and the muscles was bulging, bulging, popping, swelling, bursting out of that white shirt. I said, okay. Now, the women don't love that he's a funeral director. And guess what? I would not F with somebody who's a funeral director because that makes me uncomfortable. And I feel that I should have the right to be uncomfortable with that. The person whose video that I watched, she was like, oh, these bitches are immature. It's like, no, that makes me uncomfortable. However, you got to remember that these women are not seeing what anyone looks like. Like, if I met somebody as hot as Freddie, who's a funeral director, and he knew how to put it down, I think I might get over his occupation. But I don't, it's not for me. I don't really want to be with somebody who has a job where I don't want them to talk about their job because talking about your job is a part of a relationship. So I might just be an immature bitch. I don't know. I haven't met any funeral directors, right? I haven't dated any, so I can't speak on it. I did speak to someone before who worked in a funeral home, and he was a weirdo. And we didn't make it past offline or online. So, I identify, I understand the women who don't want to be with Freddie because he's a funeral director. And if somebody does, that's great for them. It's not for me. It grosses me out, if I'm just being honest. So next we got Catherine, who is like a dental nurse or some bullshit or a dentist bitch. I don't know. But I don't like okay, so here's the thing about Catherine. Catherine is adopted, and I don't remember Love is Blind having anyone on the series before who's adopted. And so Catherine is there crying about it to Freddie, and I really appreciate Netflix including that because I remember seeing online that sometimes people who are adopted, they have a lot of trauma and they are so sick of Republicans being like, don't have an abortion, put them up for adoption. I saw them speaking out, adopted adults, and they were like, stop speaking for us. They were like, stop. A lot of us have issues. Like, don't tell people to just put their kids up for adoption if they want to have an abortion. Like, it was a very strong, angry message about how it's not a simple solution and how they go through a lot. And it really changed my mind about it, really opened my eyes about how adoption and being adopted is a very complicated thing. We just don't talk about it pretty much at all. We don't talk about the struggles of not knowing where you came from and everyone else around you knows who their family is. Like, biological family, like it has to be rough. So I appreciate Netflix showing this, but at the same time, I don't like that Love is Blind loves to have people talk about their trauma and their hardship and air it out for what, like hundreds of millions of people around the world to see. I don't like it. So I kind of feel like if I went on this series, like I wouldn't be saying a goddamn thing. Like, I just don't believe that people's trauma should be up for public consumption and public debate. Like these are private issues to private people who become public figures overnight. But I don't feel that I have the rights to know your business just because you're trying to find a spouse. I'm not really comfortable with like people's deepest, darkest secrets being revealed to anyone who watches Love is Blind. I think it's fucked up, honestly. Because at this point we're dealing with it's like producers have kind of discovered this formula of, okay, let's get really deep and really dark, like kind of like they're trying to increase the amount of trauma that they're showing every single season. I remember we got, his name escapes me because he turned out to be a fuckboy. He said that he was raped. A lot of people online were saying you can't rape a man. Like, that was an important discussion. I also don't think it needed to be aired. We have Jessica from last season. I think Jessica Vestal, I can't stand her ass. I think she was last season. Talking about how her dad committed suicide, if I'm remembering correctly. So I'll say allegedly, we have people talking about all kinds of deep shit on this season. Like, I don't need it. I don't need to hear about all of the sad things somebody went through for me to root for them to find love. I don't need it and I don't want it. And yeah, go ahead. Like, show us some parts of it, but I think it goes too far with like editors using their discretion about what they'll air and what they'll keep on the chopping room floor. Like, I think it's too much. And so I'd like for the show to tone it down, and I know it won't, just realistically. So next we have Ollie, who apparently looks like Craig David. I can't remember who that person looks like. I don't like Ollie. I mean, I don't know. He annoys me. I don't like how Ollie is always asking people, like, what do they do? What's their Saturday about? Blah, blah, blah. Like, it seems so one-sided. It seems like he's really trying to judge these women. Like, let your girl be out at the club every night if she wants to be. Fuck off. Like, Ollie needs to shut the fuck up. Like, I'm not for him. I don't really know why. I don't know who likes him, but I don't like him. Catherine is really into Ollie. She really likes his voice. Like, she's an idiot. Like, I love a sexy voice. I've said it a few times on the podcast. It's just what I'm into. However, I don't like, you got to bring something else to the table. And I just don't see Ollie and Catherine having much going on, but LOLing. So it's giving very fake and surface level as far as like why Catherine is so smitten with him. It's weird. She needs to calm down. So Demi, she likes Ollie, and Demi keeps that to herself, which is smart. Like, it gets way too catty when the girls know that you want the same guy. So then we have Steve and Sabrina. Steve is a gym owner. Like, Steve's body is looking good. Just like Freddie is, like, you see all the muscles in his pants. You see that the man is hitting that gym that he owns. He also dresses well. He's very tall. He has, like, his lips. It looks like he's wearing lipstick. They're just so dark pink and they are thick and juicy. I'm a fan. He seems a little uptight, but I would take him down. But, and he seems really sweet. So, like, and Sabrina and Steve, they're our very first couple. And I always watch the show, like, okay, whoever they're showcasing as the first couple, I think is gonna be the couple that stays together and thrives. And I would have to go through every single season to see if that's correct. But I feel like I know for sure the very first couple was Lauren and Cameron from season one. And I feel like it's been pretty consistent throughout the seasons. Whatever couple first is paired up is a couple that lasts. So Sabrina is Irish and I am enjoying her accent. I hope that everybody else there is British. I don't want all these different accents in the pods, like, F out of here, like, stay off the show. But I enjoy an Irish accent. And I just think Sabrina is really, really pretty. I love her hair, her dark, dark, dark hair paired with her gorgeous eyes. And Sabrina and Steve, they have a lot in common. They're both in therapy and they both believe in like personal growth and mental health. And Sabrina, she wants a relationship to add to her life and not be the center of it. And she's very, very firm in that belief. And I think it's a very mature, well-rounded view on relationships that you shouldn't depend on someone else to make you happy. So then we meet Sam. Now, if Irina said that Zach looks like a cartoon character, then what the fuck does Sam look like? Sam is a human cartoon character, appearance-wise, to me. Who does he look like? I feel like he looks like someone from Fox, the Fox Network, like, or a Simpson-esque character. Like, Sam has, like, cartoon face all day. Sam has a nose job for whatever reason. He feels that we need to know this. He says that he doesn't know why people don't give him a chance. He called himself Peter Pan. Like, he's very flashy, very fake. I don't know why he was cast on the show. He's annoying. I don't enjoy him at all. I think he's on the show just to compete, and that's it. I don't think he wants to find a spouse. And given how popular Love is Blind is, everybody is on this show for fame and money to a certain extent. Season one, absolutely not. Season one didn't even know if the show would get picked up. So season one contestants were genuine. They were sincere. After that, we can't really speak upon it, especially when you see how some of these people monetize the shit out of their platform. I'm talking about you, Bliss and Zach. Zach said Irina was there for fame, and then Zach and Bliss monetized the hell out of their fucking Instagram. Anyway, so we got Nicole and Benaiah. Benaiah is the most gorgeous fucking name. Oh my gosh, it's so gorgeous. I love the name Benaiah. I would have to date a man named Benaiah just so I could say that shit in bed. Like, it's stunning. Love that name. That's where my love for Benaiah ends. Benaiah is a broke ass motherfucker. That is clear. He is a freelancer, as somebody else was saying in their video. What the hell does he freelance? That remains unknown, right? A freelancer can mean anything. He lives a nomadic lifestyle. He openly says he's basically homeless. I'm all out on Benaiah. You broke, you homeless, you traveling, like, I'm done. And then, excuse me, we learned that Benaiah hasn't had a relationship since 2012. Again, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm not interested. I don't want to know anything else. We're through. That's too long. That's way too long. No. So then Steven says that he wants kids. Sabrina says that she doesn't feel like she has to have kids. They hit a roadblock. Steven says he wants a little mini me. Like, can we shut the fuck up about the mini me thing? Not everybody has a mini me child. We know this. Some kids don't look like their parents. Some kids have their own look, or they look like somebody else in the family. They look like a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle or someone else. Like, so you just want a child so you could see yourself in that child physically? Shut up. Like, especially you're on Love is Blind. You might be with an Asian woman. You're not gonna have a mini me if you're with an Asian woman. Like, what are we doing here? You know? And I understand though, men, I fully understand men wanting kids. They're not pushing them out through their vagina. They're not being ripped open. I get it. It makes a lot of sense. You could sit back, throw your feet up, and watch someone else go through a pregnancy and childbirth, and you're just the donor. I get it. I fully understand it. But it's like Steven wants kids so badly that Sabrina saying that she'd be okay not having them, he took that as a straight up no, which I don't think people should waver on what they want when it comes to kids. I agree with Steven and I agree with Sabrina, but I mean, I kind of hate when people are so laser focused on that. Wanting kids, kind of like he doesn't even know if Sabrina would be a good mom, you know? So I don't know. It's like, I just, shouldn't you want to have kids with somebody who wants them and who would be a good parent more than you just want them? That's me being hypercritical, but whatever. Next, we got Jasmine, the beautiful Asian woman. She said that she was dating someone who ended up having a baby on her, so she's guarded. I want more background information. How long was she with him? And is he with her? Did he knock somebody up and leave her for that person or what? I want more background. So Sam says that people feel that he's an F-boy, and he said that he took off his shirt once on Instagram. See, this is the part where I wish I had watched it back, and maybe I will address it in my review for episode two, because I know Sam was saying a bunch of really stupid shit to let me know he's dumb, when he was saying something like, oh, it would be the best of your life and I'll be the absolute best and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, ew. Like, he's not creative. He's trying so hard. And women don't like that. We're used to tryhards. We don't respond well to that if we're smart, if we pick up on it. So, Nicole wants to know if Benaiah wants to settle down and get a home base. Nicole is way too patient for me. It's like somebody who's just like, I just want to chill, hopping around, like couch surfing. I'm not, the conversation is over. So Sabrina tells Steve that she's open to surrogacy or adoption. Steve says he's okay with that. Sabrina really wants to be with a man for 3 or 4 years before they possibly have kids, whatever. You know, I like them together. They certainly could figure it out. Whatever. Let's see what they're like in person. So Sabrina says that when she was 28, she found that the man that she thought was her dad was not her dad. And that explains why she always had to reach out to that fake dad. And the moment she stopped reaching out to him, he stopped. How sad for him. Like, how sweet for him just pretending. I think he knew he was pretending to be her dad, but I don't know. There's holes in some of these stories. So then Steve talks about how his ex-girlfriend got a tumor and then she dumped him to focus on her recovery. Like, how selfless of her, honestly. And he still thinks she's alive and okay. Like, all of this shit, we don't need to know. This is what I'm talking about. We don't need to know. So then Demi asks Ollie how he would handle it if she was snappy with him one day. And Ollie tells Demi that he's not completely sold on her just yet. I admire his honesty. And Demi says, although she's friends with Catherine, she's still going to go after Ollie. She knows how to play the game. This is not a friendship game. This is a hoping to get a spouse game. She doesn't need to stay away from Ollie just because some random bitch she just met is interested in him. So Catherine said she thinks that Ollie wouldn't like to meet. Apparently, she said that. I didn't really catch that. But Catherine, here's the thing. You could argue that what she said is cunty, but I argue that it's the truth. Because although Demi is beautiful, when it comes to weight, when it comes to how much a woman weighs, that is a non-negotiable for some men. And I do fear that Ollie may not be attracted to Demi. And it looks like, if the little previews are correct, it looks like Ollie tells Demi no at the altar. You know how they show the little previews and shit? When you think about it, it's like they don't play us in those previews, because season one, we had Gigi running in her wedding dress. And as we know, Damien said no to her at the altar. And now we're in season whatever, now that we're including other countries, and we see Demi go into the limo by herself in her wedding dress. So, like, is Catherine a see you next Tuesday for saying that? Or is she telling the truth? Because I think she's both. But if we're being honest, I do really worry about Demi liking Ollie. I do. And I just wonder if he would just play her just for airtime, which we've seen on the show time and time again. Like, people remaining on the show just to be on TV when they don't like their fiance. So then next we see that Steve proposes to Sabrina, and Sabrina takes way too long to answer. And I think Netflix is telling people to take a long time to answer, and it's just ghetto. Like, we're gonna get the answer eventually. Like, you don't gotta do all this dumb shit. Like, let's do a speech first and let's cut and have it bleed into the next episode. Like, anyways, I cannot wait. I did watch episodes 1 and 2. I cannot wait to get through this. And luckily, it looks like the episodes are airing, it's saying on the 14th or some shit. Like, we don't gotta wait very long. So catch the hell up, y'all, before the finale. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.